Tonight, of course, refers to Super Tuesday. It's the biggest night of the Republican presidential nominating contest. Today, voters in 10 states are going to the polls, and those states represent one-third of the total delegates needed to win the nomination. Throughout this campaign, NPR's Don Gagne has been following Rick Santorum, while NPR's Ari Shapiro has covered Mitt Romney. Those two candidates are fighting for the biggest prizes tonight, and Don joins us now from Steubenville, Ohio. Ari is in Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
And Don, place us a bit. Tell us where Steubenville is and why Rick Santorum is there tonight.
We are in the Ohio River Valley. We're on the state's eastern border. It's right where Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia all come together. This is also the home of the late, great singer Dean Martin. I don't think that's why Rick Santorum is
here. Glad you let us know that, though. Thanks.
It is, in fact, though, close to where Rick Santorum grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's a traditionally Democratic area, but it's one of those working-class towns. It's a steel town with high unemployment, where Santorum thinks his economic pitch and his promotion of family values will find receptive ears.
Now, Ari, Mitt Romney is not in Ohio tonight. He's in Massachusetts, which is also voting today. He has, though, spent a lot of time in Ohio this week. What are you hearing from the campaign? How confident are they that he can beat Rick Santorum there?
Well, they have managed to close Santorum's wide lead that he held just a month ago to what looks today more or less like a tie. The stakes are just so high in Ohio. It's why Mitt Romney has spent most of the last week there. There has been this ongoing narrative that Romney has real challenges with sort of this blue-collar, working-class voting group. They're hoping that he can put some of those fears to rest if he wins Ohio by a significant enough margin tonight. And then, of course, there's the significance of Ohio in the general election, where it's an important swing state. And the thinking goes that any Republican candidate who can do really well in the primary may also be able to do well against President Obama in a general election there.
Don, what about Rick Santorum's strategy to win over those blue-collar, working-class voters that Ari was talking about in Ohio?
Well, he's been working it really hard here. He knows how important this is. He needs a big victory. But he spent the early part of the week really pitching those socially conservative voters. He was talking a lot early on about faith and social issues. And then it seemed after a couple of days, he switched more to the economy. He started talking about bringing manufacturing jobs back to the Toledo area and Akron and places like Steubenville. But then finally, at the very end here, literally just on the last day yesterday, he started hammering Mitt Romney on Massachusetts health care and the mandate that health care law up in Massachusetts included, that Romney supported, and about opinion pieces that have surfaced that Mitt Romney wrote back in 2009 in USA Today and about TV appearances, where he talked about how Massachusetts could be a model for what was then the ongoing debate about what a national law might eventually look like. He's been hitting Mitt Romney hard on that, saying he's been disingenuous with voters, and it's like he saw it as his last best shot, perhaps, to really try to shake things up.
Let's talk a bit more broadly at the overall map. If you look at the states that are voting today, everything from Alaska to Massachusetts, Ari, what is Mitt Romney's national strategy look like?
Well, they'll say it may sound boring, but it's all about math and delegates. They say, you know, forget about the symbolism. We're just trying to rack up numbers. That's one reason that the super PAC supporting Mitt Romney has done so much advertising in states like Tennessee and Georgia, where Romney does not expect to win, but thinks he might be able to pick up some delegates. They're quick to point out that Santorum failed to qualify for some congressional districts in Ohio, so he has effectively gave up delegates there. And then there's the state of Virginia, where only Ron Paul and Mitt Romney qualified to compete. So they say not only is Mitt Romney on the path to racking up that magic number of 1,144 delegates you need to get the nomination, but they also say he's showing that he's got the infrastructure to compete on a national level against President Obama in a way that the other candidates just haven't shown.
And Don, Ari just mentioned the super PACs. Rick Santorum has been hugely outspent in this race. He has very little organization if compared with Mitt Romney. What does that mean for him on a day like this one when you have 10 states voting all across the country?
You can tell that he has been spread very thin, the campaign has. You need money, you need organization to be able to play in all of those states in the intense week that we just had. He can't run the ads to answer the attacks that are coming at him, leveled by Mitt Romney and others, and by super PACs. And as Ari mentioned, organizationally, he didn't get all the delegates in place in every district. So he's down there as well. So it's put him at a disadvantage.
And Ari, very briefly, two underdogs in the race, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul. What about them today?
focusing on where they can do well. Gingrich in Georgia, the state that he represented for many years in Congress, and Paul looking to places like Alaska. He's the only candidate that made a trip up there, hoping that he can do well in caucus states like Alaska and Idaho.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne and Ari Shapiro, thanks so much.
You're
good
welcome.
Good to talk to you.
And we'll bring you results of the nominating contest tonight on many NPR stations and at NPR.org.